more ideas,
different points of view,
in-depth discussion,
and thoughtful analysis.
Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government.
Here's your host, Harold Mester.
Good evening, Milwaukee County. Happy Independence Day. This is the July 4th, 2010 edition of Inside the County Board. Thanks for listening online and on the air tonight. We do have an eye-opening show tonight, beginning with Milwaukee County Supervisor Peggy West, who has become known nationwide for a comment made at the last county board meeting. Also, Supervisor Paul Cesar is joining us tonight to talk about the mental health complex. Later on in the show, Supervisors DeBruin and Weichon give you an inside look into the mental health complex, which is one of the biggest challenges facing Milwaukee County. The county board roundtable this month. Why does it seem that nearly everybody beats up on the county board? We'll talk about public perception of the board with Supervisors Marina Dmitrievich and Joe Rice. First up, I want to welcome Supervisors Paul Cesars and Peggy West to the program.
Thank you.
Good evening, Harold.
Supervisor West, we do have to start with you tonight. At the last board meeting about a week and a half ago, you rose to speak on a resolution that you had authored to boycott the state of Arizona, including businesses located there, until they repeal SB 1070, which is an Arizona immigration law. Now, during your remarks, you made a mistake on the geographical location of the state of Arizona. So for anyone who has not heard it, I'm just paraphrasing here. You said that if this were Texas, which is on the border, you might take a second look at that sort of law. But you indicated that because Arizona is a ways removed from the border, you don't know why they're doing it. That's my layman's summary of your comments. So what exactly happened? What did you mean to say?
Well, I'd first like to start off by saying, of course, Arizona is on the border with Mexico. And I made a speaking error that many people apparently have not been able to forgive. What I intended to say was that other states, like Texas, have many more highly populated cities along their borders. The large population centers of Arizona are much further from the border. It's clear that I made a mistake last Thursday. I had a number of things on my mind distracting me during the board meeting, including some serious challenges at the mental health complex and a resolution to censure a fellow supervisor. So I was distracted. And I should have better organized my comments.
Okay. Well, this clip has been circulated around the world. It's been on this station, on the Rush Limbaugh Show. It's been all over Fox News, Glenn Beck, O'Reilly Factor, Mark Belling on this station. So, I mean, you've gotten a lot of response from people about this. What have you been telling them whenever they contact you?
I was amazed to see the amount of attention that this item generated, especially because there were some more, I thought, contentious things said by other of my colleagues regarding this issue before I even got up to speak. So when people contact me, for those people that I've been able to get to, I've been inundated with hate mail from people who are not willing to forgive. We've all made mistakes. That's mostly what I tell people. We've all said things that are not correct. We have all at some point been told we should have known better, even as adults. And instead of attacking me personally, we should focus on the pros and cons of the actual resolution.
Okay, well, on that resolution, it was sent back to committee by the county board. So what happens next? Is that going to come back in front of the board? Where do you see this going?
I'm hopeful that it will come back in front of the board. What I would like to do is I'd like to work with some of my colleagues who are uncomfortable with the language that's currently in the resolution, and I'd like to have something come back in front of the county board. But I'd like to obviously have the opportunity to talk to all of my colleagues regarding this issue and find out if there's somewhere we can meet in the middle.
Supervisor Cesars, you were at the board meeting. Do you have any other thoughts on this?
Oh, just looking at the lay of the land as far as a headcount of who was supporting and who was against the item from what you could tell, even though that wasn't the specific vote. The vote was on to send it back to the committee where it can be aired out and really discussed in greater detail. But it looks like a pretty evenly divided board. So whether it makes it out of committee because there's a majority on the committee that'll support it or whether it'll be passed on the board in whatever form it'll take is yet to be seen.
Okay.
It's very true.
Supervisor West, anything else on this?
I just like to say that, again, it's amazing the amount of attention that this item is generating when we have so many other important issues and challenges facing Milwaukee County government. And I just sincerely hope that, you know, we can just move past this and get on to the business at hand.
Okay, well, let's move past it. Let's go to the mental health complex, Behavioral Health Division. We're going to talk about it here. We're going to take a break, and then Supervisors DeBruin and Weishon are going to talk more about it. But I'm going to ask the same questions of both of you two that I will be asking them later in the show. So I guess, first off, you've both been at the forefront of issues. Supervisor West, you're the chair of the Health and Human Needs Committee. Supervisor Cesars, you've spent a number of years on the Health and Human Needs Committee. This is something that has been ongoing for a number of years. And I think that the mental health complex is probably one of the most difficult services to administer, especially considering that we've, over the years, over the last few decades, downsized the amount of health care that the county is providing with the closing of Doyne Hospital. So I guess the first question for both of you is, how would you assess what's happening at the mental health complex? Are you pleased with what's been going on? Are there areas where you see room for improvement? Supervisor West, we'll start with you.
Obviously, there's always room for improvement. And I think within the last couple of months, we have made great strides out at the Behavioral Health Division to make sure that patient safety is the number one goal. And that's absolutely what we want. We struggle, and the state changes our guidelines every 2 years. And so we have had a difficult time in Milwaukee County keeping, our facility and our policies up to par. But I think it's something that now is going to be a main focus for us. And it's something that we're definitely going to get better at.
Supervisor Cesars, how do you feel the current administration is handling the mental health complex?
I think that they're doing an excellent job, with one caveat. There's so much micromanaging by the public,
yes,
and to a degree by some of our colleagues, that we should get out of the way and let the licensed physicians, psychiatrists, nursing staff, social workers do their job. And then directly, the great administrators that are in the system, they are doing the best they can with what they have. This begs a bigger question of deferring to the competent licensed medical practitioners as far as treatment plans and care protocols to meet the current guidelines and standards by the health care professions. But also, there's a begging want for us as a board to do some strategic planning and go back to the debate that got tabled as to providing a facility that will allow us to take care of the needs that we determine we want to provide and need to provide. Our biggest need is to evaluate a old design from the 60s that is no longer used anywhere in this country. It's too old a facility, it's too widespread, and it's just not efficient. And in some certain circumstances, it's obviously not safe. So if it either needs to be repaired or moved or built new, we should at least evaluate those three alternatives. And then when we take a look at those and perhaps several others, we'd be able to come up with something to fill the need that falls into strategic planning, because a lot of times the symptoms that we may be hearing about of poor patient cares or some of the assaults that have been reported may very well start to disappear when you get a team corroborated effort of the licensed professionals doing and leading the way they are instructed to lead and set the policies and parameters, hold their staff accountable, and then ask us to provide the resources where we determine it's the best value for all those involved, the patient, the caregivers, and the taxpaying members of the county.
Now, either of you can jump in on this, but the state recently presented the county with a list of violations. A lot of them deal with the actual facility, but they're items that the state feels need attention. Now, the county has set aside money for facility improvements. It's in an allocated contingency fund in the budget for this year. What that means is the board needs a two-thirds vote in order to spend any of that money on renovations. Now, the last board meeting, it was one vote short. It was 12-7. So what happens next as far as the facility is concerned? Can the repairs be made anyway?
Can I jump in real quick?
Sure.
And I'll defer to the chairperson here of Health and Human Needs. I think there's a strong contingent on the board who do not want to see a nickel of that money spent unless it results in only the one option they champion, which is a new facility on the county grounds. I think that's tragic, because we could address some of the things that are affordable, doable now. Some things can't be repaired immediately. They're going to require a proper planning and a sequence of renovations that may take over the next 6 months, a year, 18 months. The critical things are being done as we speak, but there are more that could be added if we could tap into those resources. But again, most importantly, we got to get the professionals freed so they can do what they do best without interference, as well as us do some strategic planning so that we can come up with the right alternative.
Supervisor West?
I have to agree with Supervisor Cesares. I think, too, for me, what's important in this whole debate is that we're treating these as two separate items. We have to have a discussion at some point regarding renovation, building new, or moving. And then in their current situation, we have to fix the problems at hand. If we want to continue to do mental health services as Milwaukee County, because in the facility that we are in, we have got violations from the state, I would prefer to use the money that we have at hand to fix these problems. Because the other options are that we can use money that is currently set aside for other capital projects throughout Milwaukee County. Some of those are, you know, deferred maintenance in parks, which I personally don't support putting those projects off to do this project if we have a pot of money set aside. The other is, you know, bonding. Additional bonding. We have this money set aside. I think we should use the money that we have set aside for this project. So that's my opinion. Obviously, that differs. I'm not exactly sure what caused us to not get to the two-thirds vote. I don't know if it's people who say, well, I don't want to spend this money, or if it was that people definitely needed more information. We are very much fast-tracked. The state came in and gave us a whole laundry list of things that had to be done by last Friday. The bulk of the other, deficiencies that need to be addressed or conditions that need to be addressed have to be done by the end of this year and by April of 2011. So we definitely have a timeline that we have to, that we have to follow. And I guess it just depends on, how quickly we can get these things done. We did ask for a timeline at the last special meeting we had to try to figure out, what needs to be done now, how soon, if we're going to get all of these things fixed by April of 2011, how soon do we actually need to get started? And some of my colleagues, I understand them needing to see that information before they're able to say, okay, go ahead and take this. And I think it was up somewhere around $75,000 or $675,000, right. $100,000 in order to use.
Well, let's talk about the patients. There has been numerous media coverage, not just recently, over a number of years now, regarding starvation, death, sexual assaults going on at the BHD facility. What are your thoughts on that? How do you respond to that whenever you see those things in the newspaper?
Well, we know that Sheriff Clark, who is the top law enforcement elected officer, is on top of this. Side by side is the district attorney. And Mr. Chisholm and his staff are doing an excellent job to make sure that there's nothing that fits any criminal wrongdoing. That's the first thing. That's what our Constitution requires. On top of that, we've got key administrator Mr. Cinelli and his staff doing a very good job working with the medical professionals to ensure patient safety treatment with the resources and the facility that they have. So if there's something gaping, missing, it's going to be uncovered by that team. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, we've got the state watchdog. And bottom line, we either all have to get together and address this after a thorough, immediate analysis, which has been going on. That's kind of been left out. The debate kind of, I think, has erupted into a few people jumping on an opportunist moment in time for whatever reason. And I think that's led to some very, very heated debates and some actual reprimand of one of the supervisors for the first time in a long time. But we need to grow and do better. And one of the ways we can is let this team do what they are trained to do and give us the information that we need as decision makers to vote on behalf of the constituents and move this thing forward. I think once that focus can be recentered on what really needs to be done. We're going to be going to get the immediate good care and safety addressed immediately. It's ongoing as we speak for the last several weeks, if not months. And now we've got to go the next step and take it to the next level and talk about intermediate goals as well as long-term strategic planning.
Well, just a couple minutes left here. I know you mentioned the supervisor was reprimanded. Supervisor DeBruin will be on the show after the next break. Is there anything that either of you want to add here as we wrap up this particular segment on BHD?
I think I want to add, you know, anytime anything happens to our patients, you know, it's a tragedy. And we all, you know, we all feel very, very badly about that. But I think one of the things that we always need to remember is that when you run a hospital, you're dealing with the human element. And because of that, you cannot always prepare yourself for every situation. And so we have to deal with things as they come up. And as much as we love to be proactive, you know, again, when you're dealing with human beings, they're always throwing situations at us that, you know, we had not planned for. And so, I know it's very easy to, you know, to judge the situation out at BHD and say, well, so-and-so should have known such and such, but it's just not always that easy. And so I think the main focus for Milwaukee County has always been delivering services to people who direly need those services. And we want to make sure that everyone in Milwaukee County who needs mental health services feels comfortable and feels safe going out to our BHD facility. Because I think the biggest tragedy out of all of this would be if people were staying home who sincerely needed the help because they were worried about coming out to BHD.
Supervisor Cesars, you have the last word on this.
Appreciate it. One thought that has been kind of pushed to the side is that when we want to look at alternatives, one of the alternatives is to do an objective analysis of who does what where. And it's very few counties across this country that do what Milwaukee County does. So since this is a very important societal need, and it usually falls to the state, or if the states have delegated that to the federal government, it's done that way. We ought to also, as one of the analyses components, a variable, is to take a look and see, ought we be doing this? And if so, what model should it look like? Or perhaps the state may say, we're going to take that over.
Yeah, well, and a lot of other counties have, they've contracted it out. It's not something they're providing directly either.
Absolutely.
Right. And I think, you know, the state has put a lot of pressure on Milwaukee County. But if you take a look at, you know, the state-run facilities, they have their issues and their conflicts too. So I think, you know, in some cases, we've been a little unfairly judged.
Thanks to both of you for being on the program to talk about this, Supervisor Cesars and Supervisor West.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Now, I believe that's the first time we've done this, but we're going to take this topic over the break, and we will invite Supervisors DeBruin and Weishon to join us. Two segments on the same issue, but it's such a challenging issue that we're going to carry this discussion over. More coming up next. You're listening to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.